Victoria's Royal Athletic Park was alive with color and emotion as the community gathered to mark the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation during the third annual South Island Powwow on September 30. Hosted by the Songhees Nation with support from the City of Victoria, the event aimed to recognize survivors and their families, honoring the spirit of reconciliation through traditional Indigenous song and dance. The powwow started with a grand entrance at noon featuring dancers from various First Nations, highlighting the resilience of Indigenous cultures. Among the dancers was Aaron Kakawai, an Ojibwe member of the Whitefish Bay Nation in northwestern Ontario, who wore a jingle dress, a garment with deep cultural significance, gifted by her mother. "The jingle dress is a healing dress," Kakawai said. "I wear it to honor my kokum, grandmother, great-aunts, and uncles who attended residential schools. When I dance, I'm dancing for their spirits." Kakawai expressed gratitude for the annual gathering, noting its importance in uniting Indigenous communities to practice their traditions freely after years of governmental prohibition. "I just love coming out here and seeing everybody practice their ceremonies and traditional dancing," Kakawai said. "It's very special to share this with non-Indigenous people." Jack Henderson, a member of Port Hardy's Kwa'gul Nation, was part of this year's crowd. Attending the event alone, the man shared his experience as a survivor of the 60s scoop in residential school. "I feel a bit sad and emotional being here," he said. "I'm here to honor my parents and myself for what we've gone through." While this annual event may evoke painful memories, Henderson highlighted the therapeutic value of gatherings like the powwow in acknowledging and purging past traumas. "It's about honoring the past and letting go of what we've experienced," he said. "It helps us cope with the negativity we carry." Attendees John and Lori Hurlbert, who have actively participated in reconciliation efforts at their local church, expressed their gratitude for the opportunity to witness this year's powwow. The two appreciated the hospitality of the First Nations community, despite a painful national history. "I think it's amazing that we're invited to share in this journey," John said, as he proceeded to express his admiration for the beauty of Indigenous traditions. Despite the challenges of the past, Kakawai remained optimistic, noting that Indigenous communities across the country continue to showcase their resilience. She emphasized that today's powwow serves as a testament to her people's strength and their promising future. "It's just so beautiful to see the youth being out in the regalia and their jingle dresses. I love seeing that," she said. "It just reminds me that we're alive, we're well, and we're not gone."